We thank the Lord for gathering us together this morning.
我们感谢神早上能够来召聚我们。
And this morning we want to consider two individuals.
早上我们要来看两个人。
And first individual is Naaman.
第一个人是乃曼。
Who was the captain of the army of the king of Aram.
那他是亚兰王的元帅。
And the second individual is the servant of Elijah called Gehazi.
那第二个人是以利沙他的仆人，他的名字叫基哈西。
There are two characters in a story.
那这两个人是同样在一个故事里面。
I want all of us to consider throughout this time a very simple question.
那我希望大家能够在下边的时间来思想这样一个简单的问题。
Am I like Naaman or am I like Gehazi?
那我是更像乃曼还是更像基哈西呢？
Then we pray the Lord, the Holy Spirit, can speak to us in a special way.
我们祷告，愿圣灵能够向我们来说话。
May the Lord would convict us if we are like Gehazi.
若我们像基哈西一样，愿神能够让我们里面有感觉。
The Lord would bring the reality to us if we are Naaman.
如果我们像乃曼一样，愿神能够把那个实际带给我们。
Let's read the story together in 2 Kings chapter 5. We want to first read verse 1 to verse
3. 那下面就让我们来看列王记下第五章当中这个故事。我们先要来看第一到第三节。
Now Naaman, captain of the army of the king of Aram, was a great man with his master and highly respected, because by him the Lord had given victory to Aram. The man was also a valiant warrior, but he was a leper. Now the Arameans had gone out in bands and had taken captive a little girl from the land of Israel. And she waited on Naaman's wife. She said to her mistress, I wish that my master were with the prophet who is in Samaria. Then he will cure him of his leprosy.
亚兰王的 元帅乃曼在他主人面前为尊为大，因耶和华曾借他使亚兰人得胜，他又是大能的勇士，只是长了大麻风。先前亚兰人成群的出去，从以色列国掳了一个小女子，这女子就服侍乃曼的妻。她对主母说，巴不得我主人去见撒玛利亚的先知，必能治好她的大麻风。
Now we read the core part of the story from verse 9 to 14.
下面我们要来读这个故事的中心，是第九到第十四节。
So Naaman came with his horses and his chariots and stood at the doorway of the house of Elijah. Elijah sent a messenger to him saying, Go and wash in the Jordan seven times, and your flesh will be restored to you, and you will be clean. But Naaman was furious and went away and said, Behold, I thought he will surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God and wave his hand over the place and cure the leper. Are not Abana and Pharpar, the rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? Could I not wash in them and be clean? So he turned and went away in a rage. Then his servants came near and spoke to him and said, My father, had the prophet told you to do some great things, would you not have done it? How much more when he says to you, Wash and be clean? So he went down and dipped himself seven times in the Jordan, according to the word of the man of God, and his flesh was restored like the flesh of a little child, and he was clean.
于是乃曼带着车马来到了以利沙的家，站在门前。以利沙打发一个使者对乃曼说，你去在约旦河中沐浴七回，你的肉就必复原而得洁净。乃曼却发怒走了，说，我想他必定出来见我，站着求告耶和华他神的名，在患处以上摇手治好这大麻风。大马士革的何亚巴拿和法尔法岂不比以色列的一切水更好吗？我在那里沐浴不得洁净吗？于是气愤愤地转身去了。他的仆人进前来对他说，我父啊，先知若吩咐你做一件大事，你岂不做吗？何况说你去沐浴而得洁净呢？于是乃曼下去照着神人的话，在约旦河里沐浴七回，他的肉复原，好像小孩子的肉，他就洁净了。
15. When he returned to the man of God with all his company and came and stood before him, he said, Behold now, I know that there is no God in all the earth but in Israel. So please take a present from your servant now.
15节，乃曼带着一切跟随他的人回到神人那里，站在他面前说，如今我知道除了以色列之外普天下没有神，现在求你收点仆人的礼物。
We didn't read anything about Gehazi yet.
我们现在还没有读到任何关于基哈西的故事。
But the story of Gehazi come at the very end.
基哈西的故事是在最后才发生。
So you have to pay attention until the very end to hear about Gehazi.
所以请大家注意，我们会在最后提到基哈西。
But it's very important for us to know what happened to Gehazi.
但是非常重要，让我们能够来知道在基哈西身上发生了什么事。
One more verse, Matthew chapter 16, verse 25.
我们还要再来读一处圣经，在马太福音16章25节。
For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it.
因为凡要救自己生命的必丧掉生命，凡为我丧掉生命的必得着生命。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we are so grateful this morning we are given such a wonderful opportunity to sit before your tables.
父，我们感谢你早上我们有何等美妙的这样的机会来坐在您的桌前。
And time and again, you demonstrate your worthiness to us.
一次又一次，您向我们来证明您是何等的配。
You're worthy of our praises.
您配得我们的赞美。
You're worthy to be in first place in everything in our life.
你也配在我们生活当中一切的事情上来居首位。
You're worthy to us to come before you and ask for that reality.
你也配让我们来到你的面前求这个真实。
We pray that this morning,that you will change us like you changed Naaman.
我们祷告愿早上你能够像改变乃曼一样来改变我们。
You will turn a Gehazi into a Naaman.
你要把基哈西变成乃曼。
You plunge Naaman into victory when he went into the River Jordan.
你也让当乃曼去到这个约旦河的时候，你让他能够得胜。
You can plunge me to this morning into your victory.In your cleansing blood.
也借着你的宝血让我们今天能够来得胜。
We commit the following time into your hands.
我们愿把下面的时间交在您的手中。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Story of Naaman is often mentioned in the context of salvation and the sinner.
那当我们讲到乃曼的故事的时候，常常是用它来讲到这个罪人得救的。
But it has a much wider scope and application.
那其实这个故事有一个更广的范围，我们也应该有更完全的应用。
And should be a serious consideration for the Lord's people.
那对于神的子民来说，我们应该更认真的去思考它。
The life and the ministry of Prophet Elisha is a manifestation of the resurrection life.
那以利沙的生命和他一生的侍奉都是神复活生命的一个彰显。
We are not studying.The life of Elisha.
我们今天不是要来学习以利沙他的生活。
Nor are we studying the second king.
我们也不是要来学习列王记下这本书。
We're seeking the secret of connecting to this power.
我们所要来寻求的是如何能够连于这个能力这个秘诀。
Naaman is a representation.Of a natural man.
乃曼所代表的就是一个正自然人。
Naaman was a man of great stature and honor in the eyes of his master.
乃曼在他的主人面前是为尊为大的。
He had a very distinguished reputation.
他大有名声。
He held a very high position.
他也位高权重。
He possessed exceptional capability.
他有卓越的能力。
And he was successful in his military career.
在他的军队当中也有很高的威望。
Unfortunately, there was one thing in his life that overshadowed everything else.
然而在他的生活当中有一件事让其他所有的成就全都黯然失色。
Render everything he enjoyed meaningless and vain.
让他所享受的一切全都变得没有任何的意义，成为虚空。
He was a leper.
因为他是有大麻风的。
During the time of Elisha, if you have leper, then everything becomes fleeting and temporary.
在以利沙那个时代，如果你有了大麻风，那凡事对你来说都好像转瞬即逝一样。
Leprosy could gain control of your life and slowly bring death to you.
因为大麻风就要掌控你的生活，慢慢的把死亡带进来。
It's like having a lease on your life that could expire anytime.
就好像你的人生签了一个合同，随时都可能会结束一样。
And this is the typical life of a natural man.
这就是一个自然人他这个最经典的生活。
No matter how much you have accomplished on this earth.Everything you have is temporary.
因为无论你在世界上有怎样的成就，所有你有的都只不过是暂时的。
It will come to an end very soon.
并且很快这些都将终结。
Fortunately, Naaman was brought into the world of the divine.
但感谢神，因为乃曼被带到神的国中。
A little serving maid of his wife.Who became the instrument that connected him to the power?
因为他妻子的这个女仆就成为了这样一个器皿，让他能够连于那能力。
The maid simply expressed a wish, sympathetic wish that Naaman could sought the help of Prophet Elijah.
这个小女子就是有这样一个感觉，就是希望乃曼能够去来得着以利沙的帮助。
And this suggestion brought to Naaman a wonderful experience and outcome.
那这个建议就给乃曼带来了一个何等奇妙的经历和结局。
God often moves in ways that are unexpected.
神的行事常常是我们未曾预料的。
Using things.That do not necessarily have reputation or importance.
那他所使用的事情常常也不是非常的重要。
Sometimes we expect something grand from the Lord.
常常我们希望神能够行一件大事。
We're expecting to see a bright light shining from heaven.
我们所希望的可能是从天上有大光降下。
Or we look to hear.A loud voice like a sound of trumpet.
或者有时我们希望能够听到有大声的号角吹响。
But we overlook the simple things that can guide us in a new directions.
但我们常常所忽略的就是那些简单的事情，却能够引我们归向正途。
Eventually, Naaman came with his horses, his chariots, and stood at the doorway.Of the home of Elijah.
那后来乃曼就带着车马到了伊丽莎的门前。
He brought with him 10 talents of silver, 6,000 shekels of gold, and 10 sets of clothing.
他就带着银子10塔连德、金子6000舍克勒、衣裳10套。
It's about 340 kilograms of silver.
他所带的大概是340公斤的银子
68 kilograms of gold
68公斤的金子
He brought with him a treasury of gold and silver
所以他带着很多的金银财宝
Elijah knew Naaman was coming since he suggested the king of Israel to send Naaman his way
那以利沙本已经知道乃曼要来，因为是他叫以色列王让乃曼到他那里去。
And he knew who Naaman was.
并且他也知道乃曼是谁。
So here we have a Naaman, who was a man of great stature and honor.
所以乃曼这个大有尊荣的人现在在这里。
Captain of army of the king of Aram.
他是亚兰王的元帅。
Came to Elisha humbly for help.
那他谦卑的来到以利沙这里，要来寻求帮助。
But Elisha did not even come out of his house.
但以利沙甚至都没有出家门。
He sent messengers to pass the word to Elisha, to Naaman.
他就打发了一个使者去对乃曼说
，Go wash in the Jordan 7 times.
你去在约旦河中沐浴七回
，and your flesh will be restored to you, and you will be clean.
你的肉就必复原而得洁净。
Naaman didn't hear the second part at all.
那乃曼好像根本没听到后边这部分。
He didn't hear about his leprosy being clean.
他没有听到他的这个大麻风能得洁净。
He probably only heard about go wash in the river Jordan.
他也是只听到说你去在约旦河中沐浴七回。
He was furious.
因为他非常的愤怒。
He is about to run away, to go away.
他准备就从以利沙那里要离开。
Didn't you hear that you just about to be cured of your leprosy?
难道你没听到你马上就能够得洁净吗？
Why were you angry?
为什么你要生气呢？
Why would Naaman was angry about being cleansed of his leprosy?
乃曼为什么要因为自己的大麻风能得洁净而生气呢？
He understand the seriousness of leprosy.
他非常清楚大麻风有多么的致命。
Without a cure, his life would be unfulfilling, regardless how much he possess.
如果他的大麻风不能得着医治的话，无论他所拥有的有多少，他的生活也没有任何的满足。
He realized Elisha was his only hope.
他也知道以利沙是他唯一的帮助和希望。
But after receiving the specific instruction to cure his leprosy, he almost gave away.
然而当以利沙告诉他要如何能够得洁净的时候，他几乎就放弃了。
He was prepared to return to Damascus.
因为他准备好了立刻就要回到大马士革。
He was within reach of his cure.
他几乎就要得着这个医治。
So what was the problem?
那问题在哪里呢？
What was the stumbling block between Naaman and his cure?
那是什么是那个拦在乃曼和医治之间的绊脚石？
What was there between Naaman and the power of resurrection?
是什么来拦阻了乃曼去得着那个复活的能力呢？
This is the topic of this morning.
这是我们早上的主题。
The stumbling block between him and the power of resurrection.
就是什么是那个在乃曼和那复活大能中间的绊脚石？
Brothers and sisters, there is something between us and the reality.
弟兄姐妹，在我们和那个实际当中有什么拦阻？
Just like the hymn we just sung, the stanza 1 and stanza 3.
就好像我们刚才所唱的诗歌第一和第三节那里讲到的。
There is something between us and the reality.
因为在我们和实际当中有一些拦阻。
And once you sing the verse 7 and 8, and that something was removed.
然而当我们唱到第七和第八节的时候，那个拦阻就被拿掉了。
So there is a difference between verse stanza 1 and 3 and 7 and 8.
所以在第一、第三和第七、第八节当中是有不同的。
There is something between us and the reality.
有什么拦阻了？拦阻我们，让我们达到那个实际。
There is something between us and the power of His resurrection.
也有什么东西拦阻在我们达到这个复活大能的路上
？There is something between us and the message we heard.
在我们和我们所听到的信息之间，也有一些拦阻。
There is something between us and the Bibles we read.
同样，在我们和我们所读的圣经之间，好像也有什么拦阻。
So what was the stumbling block?
所以这个绊脚石到底是什么
？This is focused about this morning.
这就是我们早上要来特别注意的。
I want to share in three parts.
那我要来分享三个方面。
The first part, what is the stumbling block?
第一部分，我们要来看什么是这个绊脚石。
Second part, how do we remove the stumbling block?
那第二部分，我们该如何才能够拿掉这个绊脚石
？And the part three, the result of removing the stumbling block.
第三部分我们要讲到挪走了这绊脚石能带来怎样的结果。
The stumbling block is actually the nature of a natural man.
那这个绊脚石就是一个自然人他的本性。
Naaman accepted the fact that he was seriously in need.
乃曼知道自己是大有需求的。
He was willing to take a specific course of action.
因为他愿意采取这样一系列具体的步骤。
And he was willing to go to a distance in that direction.
并且在那条路上他也愿意付上一定的代价。
But when he fully realized all the consequence of taking that course of action,
但当他意识到这一系列的步骤的结局时
he could not accept all the implications.
他却没有办法接受一切的结果。
As a natural man, he required recognition of his individuality and his desire.
因为作为一个自然人，他很希望自己能够被当作一个个人来对待，他也希望自己个人的需求和愿望能得着满足。
He wanted to be considered as a man of high reputation.
他希望被当作一个大有名望的人来对待。
His needs need to be satisfied.
他的需要要先被满足。
He believed that he deserved to be treated with the respect and dignity that correspond to his position.
他相信他应当以与他职位所相匹配的这个尊重和规格来对待。
He said, I thought that he would surely come out to me and stand and call the name of the Lord his God, wave his hand over the spot and cure me of my leprosy.
他说，我想他必定出来见我，站着求告耶和华他神的名，在患处以上摇手治好这大麻风。
Based on his position, this is the minimal expectation.
那就着他的地位来说，这是他最起码的这个期望。
At least the prophet to step out of his house.
至少这个先知应该从他家里出来。
Surely he need to come out of his house.
因为他应该从家里出来。
Since he came all the way from Damascus. And gone the distance to seek the help from Elisha.
因为乃曼是一路从大马士革来求以利沙的帮助。
At least, Elisha should wave his hand over his leprosy.
至少以利沙应该在他的这个患处上摇手。
None of that happened.
然而他所想要的一切都没有发生。
Elisha did not even take a peek of this great man.
以利沙甚至连看都没看他一眼。
He did not bother to see the gold and silvers.
他更不在乎那一切的金银。
When he was asked to go wash himself in the Jordan, he thinks this is disrespectful.
当以利沙让他去约旦河中来沐浴的时候，乃曼认为这是对他的不尊重。
The instruction from Elisha to him was unacceptable.
因为以利沙所给他的这个指示是不能够被他接受的。
He was furious and ready to take off.
所以他非常的愤怒，准备即刻就离开。
Brother and sister, how extraordinary this obstacle was! Extraordinary, 特别。
这个事情是何等的特别。
Even though he faced a life and death situation.
即便乃曼所面对的是生和死的这个情况
But he was ready to live without healing.
但是他却愿意不得医治。
Think about this. This is a very weighty matter.
我们要来思想，这是何等沉重的一件事。
This stumbling block seems to be more important to Naaman than his life.
因为对乃曼来说，似乎这个绊脚石比他自己的生命更加重要。
What was the obstacle that prevented the sick man from receiving healing?
究竟有什么拦阻了这个病人来得着医治呢？
What was more important to Naaman than his own life?
对乃曼来说，有什么比他自己的生命还更重要的事呢？
The obstacle is Naaman.
这个拦阻就是乃曼自己。
The stumbling block was Naaman himself.
这个绊脚石就是乃曼自己。
Remember the word of the Lord Jesus.
记得主耶稣的话怎么说。
It was so true.
都是，那是何等的真实。
For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it.
凡要救自己生命的必丧掉生命。
Naaman was trying to save his life.
乃曼所想要的就是来救自己。
Naaman was trying to save his pride, trying to save his dignity.
乃曼所想要来拯救的是自己的骄傲，自己的尊荣。
He wants to keep is his sense of self-importance.
他想要来保留自负。
That desire to preserve his life prevented him from receive healing.
然而，这个想要救自己的这个愿望却阻拦了他，让他得不着医治。
Naaman saved his life to lose it.
乃曼想要救自己的生命，反倒丧掉了生命。
Brother and sister, we can substitute the word Naaman with our name.
弟兄姐妹，我们可以把自己的名字换，把乃曼的名字换成自己的名字。
It is us that prevent us from receive healing.
是我们自己拦阻了我们得着医治。
It is you.That hinder you from being healed.
是你和我们拦阻了得着医治。
This is the biggest obstacle in our spiritual life.
这是在我们属灵生活当中最大的拦阻。
This is also named by Apostle Paul the stumbling block of the cross.
那使徒保罗就称这个为十字架讨厌的地方。
Naaman stumbledAt the cross.
乃曼就是在十字架上跌倒了。
Because he was not willing to lose his life at the cross.
因为他不愿在十字架上舍掉生命。
The attitude of Elisha toward Naaman was the cross for Naaman.
对乃曼来说，以利沙向着他的态度就是他的十字架。
Elisha made absolutely no provisions.For Naaman's desires or needs.
因为伊丽莎没有对乃曼他的期望他的需要提供任何的供应。
That was very painful for Naaman.
对乃曼来说这是非常痛苦的。
Elisha never even bothered to take a look at this wonderful warrior.
因为伊丽莎甚至连看都不看这个伟大的战士一眼。
So Naaman couldn't pass the cross.
所以乃曼没有办法来越过十字架。
To pass the cross, Naaman needs to lose his life.
因为要来经过十字架，乃曼要舍掉自己的生命。
His unwillingness to lose his life at his cross prevented him from experiencing the power of resurrection.
然而不愿背起十架来舍掉自己的生命就成为乃曼来经历那个复活生命大能上的拦阻。
It was very similar to the situation for the Israelites when they prepared to enter the land of Canaan.
当以色列人准备好要进入迦南地的时候，他们所经历的也是同样的一个情况。
There is one thing between the Israelites and the land of Canaan.
在以色列人和迦南地之间同样有一个拦阻。
The River Jordan.
那个就是约旦河。
They must go down to the Jordan.
他们必须要进入约旦河里。
They must confess that without the Lord, they could not cross the Jordan.
他们必须承认，若没有神的帮助，他们没有办法越过约旦河。
They must submit, totally surrender themselves to the Lord.
他们必须把自己全然的降服在神的手中。
And took a step of faith into the Jordan.
并要迈出信心的那一步，踏在约旦河上。
And Naaman had not yet ready to come to the Jordan yet.
因为乃曼还没有预备好来到约旦河前。
Because in his heart there was some.Better rivers than Jordan.
因为在他的这个意念当中，有一些河比约旦河更好。
Arnon, Arbana, and Pharpar, the rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel.
因为他说，大马士革的河、亚巴拿和法尔法，岂不比以色列的一切水更好吗
？Could I wash in them and be cleansed?
我在那里沐浴，不得洁净吗
？The rivers of Damascus spoke of the pride of Naaman.
那大马士的河就是讲到了乃曼他的骄傲。
He desires something that matches reputations and social status.
因为他所想要一些配得他的名望和社会地位的东西。
Something more fitting for someone of his stature.
那他想要的是更符合他自己的这个尊荣的。
He was not willing to lose his reputation and status.
他并不愿意失掉自己的名望和地位。
He was not willing to lose his life at the cross.
他也不愿在十字架上来舍掉生命。
Therefore, this became the stumbling block of Naaman.
所以这就成了乃曼他的绊脚石。
We can simply say, Naaman's difficulty was his inability to accept the full implication of the cross.
简单来说，我们可以说乃曼不愿接受十字架所包含的全部意义。
That is the stumbling block we face today.
那就是我们今天所面临的绊脚石。
That is something stand between us and the reality.
在我们和实际之间有一些拦阻。
Unless we remove that stumbling block, we will not go very far with the Lord.
若我们不能拿掉这个拦阻，我们跟随主的路走不了多远。
Unless Naaman removed that stumbling block, Naaman will not go very far.
如果乃曼不能拿掉这个绊脚石，他也没办法向前走多远。
So now let's come to the second part. Then how to remove the stumbling block?
那现在我们要来到第二部分，该怎么样才能拿掉这个绊脚石
？This is the second part.Of the word of the Lord Jesus in Matthew 16, verse 25.
这同样也是主耶稣在马太福音十六章二十五节那里讲的后半段。
But whoever loses his life for my sake will find it.
凡为我丧掉生命的，必得着生命。
The only way to remove the stumbling block is to lose one's life.
那只有借着丧掉自己的生命才能够拿掉这个绊脚石。
Because the stumbling block was the life of Naaman.
因为这个绊脚石就是乃曼他的自己。
To remove this stumbling block, Naaman has had to remove his life.
所以如果要除掉这个绊脚石，乃曼就要舍掉自己的生命。
He has urgent need to be cured of his leprosy.
他有一个迫切的需要来洁净自己的大麻风。
The only way to be cured is went down to the Jordan.
然而唯一的方法就是去到约旦河里沐浴。
Regardless of situation or the person involved, God's way, as symbolized by the Jordan, is unwavering and removable.
无论所面临的情况如何，无论是谁参与在其中，神的道路就是代表做这个约旦河是不会改变也不可动摇的。
Instruction from Elisha will not change.
以利沙所给他的指示是不会改变的。
It's unwavering, immovable.
它是不可改变也不可动摇的。
The only thing that could possibly be changed is Naaman.
唯一可以改变的就是乃曼他的自己。
Does not matter who you are.
并不在乎你到底是谁。
It doesn't matter whether you are the captain of the army.
无论你是亚兰王的元帅。
It does not matter how much you possess.
也不关乎你到底有多少的财产。
If you want to receive the power of resurrection, you must come to the Jordan.
如果你要得着复活的大能，你必须来到约旦河。
There was nothing in the Jordan will gratify the soul of a natural man.
在约旦河里没有一件东西要来满足一个天然人他的魂。
On the contrary, coming to the Jordan is self-emptying.
相反的，来到约旦河就是倒空自己。
You have to set aside all consideration for reputation.Position, honor, or anything else a natural man holds onto.
你必须来放掉对一切自然人所在乎、所抓住的这些东西的需要，就包括名誉、地位、尊荣。
We can never come to the Jordan unless we're willing to let go of such things.
如果我们不愿舍掉这一切，我们没有办法来到约旦河。
As Naaman went off in a rage, his servants went to him and said,
当乃曼气愤愤地离开时，他的仆人去向他说，
My father, if the prophet had told you to do some great things, would you not have done it? How much more then when he tells you, wash and be cleansed?
我父啊，先知若吩咐你做一件大事，你岂不做吗？何况说你去沐浴而得洁净呢？
Naaman stumbled at the cross.
乃曼在十字架上被绊倒。
But his servant recognized his mistake and intervened.
然而他的仆人却看到他所犯的错误，并且能够来更正。
They reminded Naaman that he would have willingly undertaken a more significant task if the prophet had asked him to do so.
仆人就提醒乃曼，如果先知所吩咐他做的是一件大事，他岂不去做吗？
Therefore, it would be reasonable to follow Elisha's simple instruction to wash and be clean.
所以他应该去顺服以利沙这个简单的要求，就是去沐浴而得洁净。
The word of his servant revealed.The inner condition of Naaman.
他仆人的话就启示了乃曼他里边的这个情况。
He was put to a very thorough test.
因为他所经乃曼所面临的是一个非常仔细的考验。
To test if he was truly committed to obtaining the resurrection life.
要来看他是否真的为要得着那可以胜过死亡的复活的生命而愿意舍掉所有。
Naaman was pushed to his limit.
乃曼是被推到了他的极限。
To see if this matter was utmost important to him.
要来看这件事对他是否是最重要的。
Naaman came to his sense, realizing getting cured was more important than his reputation and pride.
所以乃曼就能够意识到得着医治远比自己的这些尊荣更加重要。
And he finally came to the Jordan.
所以最后他就来到约旦河前。
With determination to be cured.
那这次他就决定了要得医治。
He was ready to lose his life for it.
因为他愿为此舍掉自己的生命。
This is how we remove the stumbling block in our heart.
这也是我们如何能够从把绊脚石从我们心中拿掉
？The determination to be cured and willing to lose our life for it，
就是定义要得着医治，并为此愿舍掉生命。
So he went down and dipped himself in the Jordan 7 times.
所以乃曼就下去在约旦河里沐浴7回。
Just as Elisha told him，
正如以利沙所。照说吩咐他的。
And his flesh was restored and became clean like that of a young baby.
他的肉就复原，好像小孩子的肉。
Naaman was being stretched to a point of completeness.
那乃曼就被带到了这个属灵上完全的一个地位。
The story doesn't indicate whether Naaman stopped after the second, third, or fourth time.
这个故事并没有讲到这样的细节，说乃曼是否在洗完第二次、第三次、第四次之后就不再去沐浴了。
Which demonstrates that he was determined to see it through.
所以这就彰显了乃曼是定义了要一路走下去。
So even though Naaman could have easily given up after the second dip in the Jordan.
所以也许乃曼本可能在洗完第二次之后他就放弃了。
Well, that was a waste of time. Nothing happened, just as I thought it would.
他也许会想你看什么都没有发生我这样做只不过是浪费时间就像我所以为的一样。
When he dipped himself seven times in the Jordan, his suffering and his death were complete.
那经过这七次的沐浴之后他的忍受和他的死已经完全了。
He was conformed to his death.
他就连于基督的死。
As a result, Naaman received the resurrection from the dead.
那作为结果他就得着那个从死里的复活。
The power of resurrection is connected to our willingness to lose our life.
复活的大能是连于我们是否愿意来舍掉生命。
For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it.
因为凡要救自己生命的必丧掉生命，凡为我丧掉生命的必得着生命。
Now come to the third part.
现在我们要来讲到第三点。
What are the result of removing the stumbling block?
当拿掉绊脚石之后，带来怎样的结果？
Naaman went all the way with the Lord by dipping into the Jordan seven times.
乃曼与主一路走下去，他所做的就是去约旦河里沐浴七回。
So the Lord went all the way with Naaman.
所以主也一路与乃曼同行。
After the seven times, Naaman came back to Elisha completely healed.
在沐浴七回之后，乃曼回到以利沙这里，他就完全得着洁净。
Not only from his leprosy, but also with his skin as soft as that of a little boy.
不仅他的大麻风完全得着洁净，他的皮肤也好像小孩一样细嫩。
There are many little baby in our midst.
在我们当中有很多的小孩子。
If you want to look at the softness of a little baby, you can check it out after the message.
那如果你想知道小孩子的肉和皮肤有多么的细嫩，信息结束之后你可以去看一下。
No matter how much makeup you put on your face, you will never have that kind of softness.
无论你在自己的脸上涂多少的化妆品，你也得不着像他们一样细嫩的皮肤。
You need a life of resurrection to return your skin to the softness of a boy.
那唯有那个复活的大能才能够让你的这个皮肤像变得像小孩子一样细嫩。
It was not just the absence of the disease. Naaman entered into a new and fresh dimension of life.
那不仅他的这个疾病得着了医治，他也同样进入到生命的一个崭新的层面。
That freshness of the skin represents the newness of life.
这个小孩一样的这个肉就代表了那个生命的新鲜。
And for Naaman, it was as if he was starting his life all over again.
对乃曼来说，好像他就重新开始自己的人生。
Just like a newborn baby.
就好像一个重生的婴孩。
Everything was new. A whole new world was opened up to him.
凡事都是新的，一个崭新的世界向他展开了。
This is what happened when you are in touch with the power of resurrection.
当你能够摸着那个复活的大能的时候，同样的事情也会发生在
你身上。Everything is new.
每件事都是新的。
The sky is bluer.
好像天变得更蓝了。
The tree were greener.
树变得更绿了。
The people around you are nicer.
那你所见到的人好像变得更加的和善了。
It's nothing really changed around you. What change is you?
其实不是你周围的事情改变了，所改变的是你自己。
Brothers and sisters, this is what we need.
弟兄姐妹，这是我们需要的。
This is what we need every day.
这是我们每一天都需要的。
To connect ourselves to this power.
能够把我们自己连于那个大能。
Experience that change every day.
每一天都来经历这个改变。
Then the people around us, the environment around us is getting better each day.
然后我们周围的环境，我们周边的人，他们也会一天比一天更好。
Let's look at this newness in Naaman.
让我们来看一看在乃曼里面的这个新鲜
的生命。We can at least see three different change in his life.
我们至少在他生活当中可以看到三个改变。
First, he had a new attitude toward Elisha.
那第一个，他对伊丽莎的态度是不一样的。
Remember how angry he was?
你记得他之前有多么的愤怒吗？
Now he came back to Elisha with a completely different attitude.
当他回到伊丽莎面前的时候，他的态度完全的转变了。
There's no concern about his own reputation anymore.
他不再关乎自己的这个名誉。
He did not come to Elisha as the captain of the army anymore.
他来到伊丽莎面前，不再作为亚兰王的元帅。
In fact, Naaman can care less about being the captain of the army.
我想乃曼那时已经不在乎他是否是个元帅了。
He came back as a believer with the resurrection life within.
因为他里面带着这个复活的生命，他是作为一个信徒来到伊丽莎的面
前。He did not come as a man with position, wealth, and reputation.
他并不是作为一个带有尊荣、钱财、名誉的人来伊丽莎。
Those things are now not gained but lost.
那些事情已经都失掉了。
He was a new person.
他是一个新造的人。
He came to Elisha with a completely different attitude.
所以他来到伊丽莎面前带着是完全不同的态度。
Second, he has a new attitude toward the Lord.
那第二，他向着神也有一个不一样的态度。
Naaman worshiped Jehovah and proclaimed, Now I know that there is no God in all the earth except in Israel.
乃曼就敬拜耶和华，他说，如今我知道除了以色列以外普天下没有神。
Not long ago, he considered the river of Damascus much better than the waters of Israel.
就在不久之前，他认为大马士革的水比以色列一切的水都好。
But now he said there is no God in all the earth except in Israel.
然而现在他却说，除了以色列之外，普天下没有神。
This is his testimony.
这就是乃曼的见证。
He gained this testimony through his suffering and death.
他是借着自己的吃受苦和死才得着这样的见证。
This is the true knowledge of the Lord.
这是对主真实的认识。
Naaman's admiration, worship, dedication to the Lord reflect how much he knew the Lord through the power of resurrection.
乃曼对神的崇拜奉献表明了他对神并他复活的大能有怎样的认识。
The change of Naaman did not comefrom a teaching.
因为乃曼的改变不是来自于一个教导。
The change of Naaman did not come from hearing a bunch of messages.
乃曼的改变也不是来自于他听了几篇信息。
Naaman experienced the power through his own suffering and his own death.
乃曼是借着自己的苦和自己所经历的死才认识了神。
He became a worshipper of God.
他就成为一个神的敬拜者。
And the third thing noticeable,is that Naaman was willing to use his resources to serve the Lord.
第三个改变就是我们看到乃曼愿意用他所有的来敬拜神。
We see this exemplified in Pentecost.
那在五旬节上我们特别看到这个事情的表现。
When those who were filled by the Holy Spirit were eager to devote everything they had to the Lord.
那些被圣灵所充满的他们愿把一切都献给主。
But it's worth noting.
但我们也同样应该注意到
，While Elisha accepted the material gift from the Shunammite woman, but he refused everything from Naaman.
以利沙在过去没有拒绝苏念妇人的任何东西，然而他却拒绝了乃曼所有的礼物。
Elisha realized the danger that Naaman might walk away, thinking that he had played a part.In his healing, by paying for it,
因为以利沙意识到了一件事情的危险，就是也许乃曼会以为他的医治与自己献上的礼物有关。
The Lord never wants any gifts or resources that might be seen as acts of charity or payments.
因为神从不会接受任何可能被看作报答或慈善的礼物。
He does not leave any room for the gratification.Of the flesh,
因为神不会给肉体的满足留任何一点的空间。
So Elisha closed the door and blessed Naaman and sent him away.
所以伊丽莎就关上了门，祝福乃曼，然后让他回去了。
Now we come to the important part now.
那现在我们要来到这个重点。
We haven't talked about Gehazi yet, right?
因为我们还没讲到基哈西的故事。
Now we want to talk about Gehazi.
现在我们要来讲基哈西的故事。
After Naaman had started his journey back, Gehazi saw what had happened and decided to chase after Naaman.
所以当乃曼准备要回去，基哈西看到了所发生的一切，他就决定要去追乃曼。
He made up a story pretending that it was from Elisha and asked for gift and received it.
那他就编了一个故事，假装自己是被以利沙派来的，然后要从乃曼那里取礼物。
And this brought a terrible judgment from, for upon Gehazi.
然而这件事却让基哈西得着一个非常严重的审判。
Elisha declared that Naaman's leprosy would cling to Gehazi and his descendants generations.
以利沙宣告，乃曼的大麻风必沾染基哈西和他的后裔，直到永远。
What a terrible judgment!
这是何等可怕的一个宣告
！Naaman just was cured.From his leprosy,
乃曼刚刚得着医治
and this leprosy will cling to Gehazi and his descendant forever.
然而，这个大麻风却要沾染基哈西和他的后裔，直到永远。
How do we make sense of this?
我们该如何理解这件事呢
？How do we explain this?
我们该怎么样来解释这个故事呢
？Why this happened to Gehazi?
为什么这件事会发生在基哈西身上呢
？Who was?The servant of Elijah.
他是以利沙的仆人。
Remember, Jesus once talked about Naaman in New Testament. Anyone remember that?
不知道大家是不是记得耶稣在新约的时候也讲到乃曼的故事。
And also when Jesus mentioned Naaman, Jesus angered a bunch of the Jewish leaders.
并且当耶稣提到乃曼的故事时候，他还让很多的这个犹太教的犹太人的领袖就因此而生气。
Why did the cure of a Gentile anger the Jewish leaders?
为什么一个外邦人的得医治让犹太人的领袖怒气填胸呢
？Jesus said there were many lepers in Israel in the time of Elisha the prophet.
耶稣就说，在先知以利沙的时候，以色列中有许多长大麻风的。
And none of them were cleansed. None of them was cleansed, but only Naaman the Syrian.
但那中除了叙利亚国的乃曼，没有一个得洁净的。
And all the people in synagogue were filled with rage, and they when they heard the thing.
所以在会堂里的众人听见这话，都怒气填胸。
Why were they angry?
他们为什么生气呢
？Jesus was stating a historical fact.
耶稣所说的是一个历史上的事实。
You know, one of the lepers in Elisha's time was Gehazi.
你知道，在以利沙的那个时代，有一个得大麻风的人就是基哈西。
Although he was the servant of Elisha, Elisha never cured him.
虽然他是以利沙的仆人，但以利沙却没有医治他。
Gehazi had a very close relationship with Elisha.
基哈西与以利沙有非常亲近的关系。
He had witnessed Elisha's miracles and heard his teachings.
他看到过以利沙行的神迹，他也听到过以利沙的这些教训。
He had access to everything that Elisha represented.
以利沙所代表的一切，基哈西都有份于其中。
It was Gehazi who informed Elisha about the Shunammite woman.She had no son. Her husband is old.
当时是基哈西告诉了以利沙，那个书念的妇人她没有儿子，她的丈夫也已经老了。
When Elisha brought this boy to life, Gehazi was outside the door.
当以利沙把那孩子从死里复活的时候，基哈西就在门旁。
Despite the association with Elisha, his knowledge of God, Gehazi never moved beyond a superficial relationship with God.
然而，即便 基哈西与以利沙有这样的一个紧密的联系，并且他也认识神，但是他的关系却一直只停留在表面上。
And the people in the synagogue were just like Gehazi.
当时在这会堂里的众人也与基哈西是一样的。
Jesus said, "You have heard the teaching. You have seen the miracles. You are well acquainted with the things. You have been so close to it."
耶稣所说的就是你们见过这些神迹，你们听到了这些教训，你们是非常熟悉这些事情的。
You claim to represent God on the earth, but you never have a living relationship with God.
你们说自己是在神在地上的代表，然而却没有一个与神之间这个活的真实的关系。
Your actions are like leprosy that leads to death.
你们所表现出来的就好像是这个大麻风一样，把人带到死亡。
The Jewish leaders, the people in the synagogue like Gehazi, they pursue a self agenda.
因为那些在犹太会堂里的人，这些领袖们，他们和基哈西一样，有一个自己的日程。
They were thinking about something something else.
因为他们所思想的是为自己的一些事。
They are here, the reality there.But they are not thinking about the reality. They are thinking about something else.
他们在这儿，那个实际在这里。然而，他们所思想却不是达到实际，他们所思想的是其他的东西。
The legacy was one of leprosy and death that clung to them for generations.
所以，他们所留下的就是那世世代代要临到他和他们后裔的这个大麻风和死亡。
Brother and sister, this is a very stern warning at the end of that story.
所以弟兄姐妹，在这个故事的最后所给我们的是一个何等严峻的警告。
It is possible to be very close to the testimony but never stand on the resurrection ground.
因为也许我们离这个见证是如此的近，但却从没有站在这个复活的根基上。
Let's ask yourself, am I like Naaman or am I like Gehazi?
所以请你问问自己，我是像乃曼还是像基哈西？
Are we close to the testimony? 是不是靠近？
我们是不是靠近这个见证？
But more importantly, are we standing on resurrection ground?
但更重要的，我们是否站在复活的根基上？
It is a terrible tragedy to be in such a situation.
如果我们是在这样的一个光景里面，这是何等的悲剧。
But brothers and sisters, unfortunately, there are many like Gehazi today.
但不幸的是，弟兄姐妹，今天有很多人就像基哈西一样。
Who can speak the language.
我们能够说神的话。
Use the right words and phrases.
我们知道讲怎样的话，知道该怎么讲。
Never actually stand on the resurrection ground.
然而却没有，从没有站在这个复活的根基上。
We have the privilege of association with God.
我们好像有这样的特权，是与神相关的。
Never stand on that holy and resurrection ground.
然而却从没有站在这个复活的圣地上。
As we consider Gehazi and Naaman, we uncover a truth.
所以当我们再来思想乃曼和基哈西的故事的时候，我们就发现了这样一个真理。
There is no life except by death.
若不经历死亡，就没有生命。
There is no gain except by loss.
若不经历损失，就没有得着。
In the life of Gehazi,There was no death. There was no loss.
在基哈西的生命里面，没有死亡，也没有损失。
Therefore, there was no life, no gain.
所以我们也看不到生命，也找不着得着。
Brother and sister, there are two ways to come to Elisha.
弟兄姐妹，有两条路可以来到以利沙的面前。
There are two ways to come to the Lord.
同样有两条路我们可以来到主的面前。
We can come to the Lord like Naaman.
我们可以像乃曼一样来到主的面前。
We can also come to the Lord like Gehazi.
我们也可以像基哈西一样来到主的面前。
We have a conference from June 1st to June 4th.
6月1号到6月4号是我们的夏令会。
The registration is open now and will be closed in the first Sunday in May.
那注册已经开始，并且在5月的第一个主日会关上。
How do we come to the conference?
我们该如何来到特会里呢？
How do we come to the Lord?
我们该如何来到神的面前？
We can come to the Lord with the desire to be cured.
我们可以带着一个愿得洁净的盼望来见神。
Or we can come to the Lord because we always did.
或者我们可以来到神的面前，因为我们一直都是这么做的。
If we come to the conference, we come to the Lord because we always did.We come to the conference like Gehazi.
如果我们来到神的面前，如果我们去到特会，因为我们过去也是这样做的，那我们就是像基哈西一样来到这个特会。
We need to come to the Lord with a desire to be cured.
我们来见神的时候，里面应该带着一个要得洁净的渴望。
We must realize that I lack the reality.
因为我们要意识到我们是缺少实际的。
Unless I'm in that reality, then I will not go very far.
因为如果我不在这个实际的里面，我没法向前走多远。
If you have decided to go, please register as soon as you can.
所以如果你已经决定好了要去参加特会，请你尽快的注册。
If you have not decided yet, we urge you to consider this urgently.
如果您还没有决定的话，我们也鼓励您能够尽快的做决定。
And come to a decision soon.
能够尽快的决定。
But more importantly, how do we come to the conference?
但更重要的就是我们到底该怎么样的去参加特会。
Naaman's life was transformed after encountering Elisha.
当乃曼遇到以利沙之后，他的生命整个被改变了。
May we also have a deep desire to meet the Lord at the summer conference.
愿我们也同样有这样的愿望，能够在夏令会当中来遇到神。
We're not there to hear teachings or messages.
我们不是要去听一些信息，听一些教训。
We go there to meet the Lord.
我们去到那里是为了遇见神。
To remove the stumbling block of the cross.
来除掉那个十字架让人讨厌的地方。
Brothers and sisters, we don't have luxury of time.To live a superficial spiritual life.
弟兄姐妹，我们没有这样的一个时间让我们能够浪费去过一个在表面上的属灵的生活。
Let's pray the Lord will change the Gehazis amongst us into a Naaman.
愿神能够改变，让我们中间的基哈西能够变成乃曼。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we thank you that we can listen to your voice.
我们感谢你，我们总是可以听您的话语。
It's very limited what a human being can say.
人所能说的非常的有限。
But it's limitless when Holy Spirit touch our heart.
然而当圣灵摸着我们的时候，能够带我们进入那无限。
So we pray that this morning that your spirit will speak your words to your people.
所以我们祷告的是，愿早上圣灵能够向着您的儿女来说话。
We pray the Holy Spirit will speak to each Gehazi.
愿圣灵向每一个基哈西的心说话。
It's not that hard to turn Gehazi into Naaman.
要让基哈西变成乃曼，并没有多难。
A repentance will be sufficient.
人若悔改，这就足够了。
Even this morning.You can punch Gehazi into victory.
愿早上的时候，你也能够带着基哈西进入得胜。
In your cleansing blood,
是借着您那洁净的宝血。
We pray that the Gehazi among us will cry to you now.
我们祷告，愿在我们当中的基哈西能够向您呼求。
In Jesus' name, we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。